It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. And today we have a conversation from Texas. Until recently, a lot of poor students in the Spring Branch Independent School District dreaded lunchtime because the cafeteria meant humiliation. Their parents could not afford a hot lunch, so many kids were given a cold cheese sandwich instead. Anyone seen leaving that lunch line with a cold cheese sandwich was marked as being poor. Until a school volunteer named Kenny Thompson saw this happen. Thompson talked about his reaction with 13-year-old Gary Barber and 15-year-old Dakota Gibson.
I was mentoring someone who's in elementary school, and usually I always walk them through the lunch line, and I remember the lady behind the counter said, "Oh no, baby, I told you yesterday, you need to bring some money in here if you want to eat, so you can't have that today." I reached for my pocket. I didn't have any cash on me. And I immediately thought of you guys. Like, man, is this a problem with my other guys?
And it was.
I was in about sixth grade. I just wanted to go in a corner and hide.
I believe my first time was in second grade. I went to go stay with my friends, and they started laughing at me. So if I didn't have enough money, I wouldn't go to the cafeteria because I don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, it bothered me very much. I come from a single family household. My mom struggled, and I was one of those kids that didn't know how I was going to eat at school every day. So after this happened, I went to my car, I broke down and cried, came back, and talked to the principal. That's when I found out it was 66 kids that can't pay for their lunch. So I made a promise then that I was going to pay off everybody's balance. Didn't care what it cost.
The day after, I walked into the cafeteria, and a whole bunch of people were looking at me. And I'm like looking around, make sure nothing was, like, my hair wasn't messed up or anything. But then all my friends were like, "Dude, your mentor paid off a whole bunch of students' lunches. That's awesome."
I saw it firsthand. My friend got to keep his lunch, and I could not put my happiness into words. It felt like a great weight was lifted off all the students' shoulders. And I was really, really proud of you.
That's cool. Thanks. I feel the same way about you guys. It's a pleasure and an honor to be there with you every week. You guys teach me how to be a better person. So I get a lot out of it, too.
Hey, that's school volunteer Kenny Thompson with two of the kids he mentors, Gary Barber and Dakota Gibson. Now, because of Thompson's efforts, two school districts in Houston have changed their lunch policies. All kids get the same lunch. The interview you just heard will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can find the podcast on iTunes at npr.org.